So today's daf in Masechet Shviit Yerushalmi, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Nun Gimel, and we were right in the middle of the sugya, which we discussed yesterday. We have this special pasuk, and the special pasuk tells us that since it talks about lachem, so the lachem means for anything which is a tzorech, but we made a very specific condition. It's only for something which is a tzorech that is shared in common by people. So it's a common tzorech. If it's something that would only impact someone, let's say, who's ill, so I am in need of making, let's say, a bandage out of this particular antiseptic. It's actually a very good food, but it also has antiseptic properties. So, you know, I'll chew on it and let it ferment, and now it'll be... And it'll even have antibiotics on it, whatever, you know. So these things were done all the time. Obviously, they didn't know why they were doing it, but it worked very well. So if that's the case, it's not in common because only sick people would use it. Otherwise, it would be just used as a food. So since we have the Iker Din of La'ochla, remember how this works. We have a Din of La'ochla. We don't just have a Lachem. The La'ochla tells me, if it's edible, then that's what it's meant to be used for something that is its a primary usage. That's the importance of the lochla. So therefore, I can't do business with it, I can't sell it, and I can't use, let's say, food that is meant for a human and turn it into dog food, because that's not called lochla. That's not its primary and most effective utilization. And the idea of Shemitah is that it has the Kedusha. Kedusha is the specificity, in which case the more specific the usage is, the more the Kedusha Shviyas is being kept. Beautiful. Makes such good sense. That's the concept of Kedusha Shviyas. Since it adds the Lachem, so what is that doing? So that's telling me that other usages, which are shared completely by people, those other usages are also included in things that would be la'ochla. And it further means, we're going to see today, that question of the interrelationship of using the primary la'ochla for the usages of an adam in a different sphere, let's say for dyeing his clothes, also includes a new concept, which is that those things which are not even suitable la'ochla, in which you would think maybe there's no Shemitah at all on, comes to tell me those things are also Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviyas. And they have their own set of what's considered to be the most effective usage and not to be using it, l'schora, and so on and so forth, for the most effective usage of the coloration, let's say. So you want to use it for a colorant. Maybe you want to use it, as we're going to talk about, as a soap, as a detergent. We're going to see whether those things are all included. Yesterday we asked, so what about if it's only something that's used for very expensive perfumes and it costs $2 million for an ounce? How many people are going to be able to afford that particular perfume? So it should not be included in the Din of Kedusha Shviyas, says the Gemara. No, the question of affordability has nothing to do with its universality. Everybody is roy to use the most wonderful perfumes. They just can't afford it. Mashenken, we were talking about something that is only usable to a person who's ill, then that's not considered to be universal. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, it's very important to note that we do not find anywhere in the Yerushalmi that there's a din of the hana'atan ubiuran shaveh. In the Bavli, this is like a major issue. There's a question of whether the lachem adds everything that's universal, which is what we've been assuming here, or whether the lachem only adds everything that is universal, which is also, Gavi has to take this as a note, which is also hana'atan ubiuran shaveh. So that means that what benefit I get out of it is something that benefit itself is the actual consumption, the utilization of the product. But not that I ruin the product now in order to be getting something out of it at some later point. In which case, it would exclude things, let's say, like a detergent. I'm destroying the product to wash something, but I'm only going to be able to get the hana out of the washing when I finish washing it, drying it, and then can put it on. But then that's not hana tanu biuron shaveh. That comes from an analysis of the interrelationship of the achila, where over there, as you swallow it, that's the hana, and that's the end. You're mevayeret. And detergents, which are not hana tanu biuron shaveh, so this would have major halachic implications if the Yerushalmi really doesn't hold that there's a problem of Hanatanu Birushan Shaveh. It doesn't even raise the issue, as far as I know, anywhere, certainly not here. So the question would be, keeping that in mind of all of these cases that we had. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, where we talked about a Malugma. So a Malugma ain't alea Kedusha Shviyas, because it's not universal. How do you explain that? We said with the perfume, and we answered that. No, we didn't. We answered that. We did that also, Barnea. We did this piece. My kedon. What does this have to do with the price of eggs in China? The Gemara said, "Lachem ashava lokulchem." Being able to afford it is not the standard of universality. Universality is usability, but it just means it's Hashava L'Kulchem, which it certainly is. We did this also. Okay, here's where we got up to. So now, what was the beginning of this whole sugya? We were talking about how do we know that there's this halacha? How do we know that you have a Kedusha Shviyas even on things like dyes that are not edible? So Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi La, he says you can get it from another pasuk. And then I should say another pasuk, but another word in the pasuk. Instead of learning it out from the lachem, you can actually, in this braita, you can see that we also learn it from the word tiyeh. Let's analyze the pasuk. Vaita shabbat ha'aretz lachem, because that's where we learned it from. Lachem la'okhla. Lecha ul'avdecha v'lamatecha v'liskircha ul'toshavcha hagarimimach v'levehemtecha v'lechayasher b'artzecha tihiyeh kol tvuata lechol. Understand. It's as if we have two completely different dinim of shviyas. One which is lecha ul'avdecha v'lamatecha. One was a separate v'levehemtecha v'lechayah tihiyeh kol tvuata lechol. Instead, just put it together, no? There's no new tiyeh. So that word tiyeh, if we would have left out the tiyeh, then the pasuk would have read one issue. L'cha l'matcha l'sricha tovshcha garimimach v'emtcha l'chaya shebartzecha. Period. What's this whole last piece? Tiyeh kol tvuat alechol again. So obviously, this tiyeh is a brand new idea of giving you Aflad la kataner, to light, when you use oil to light in a lamp, you can do that. Lidzboa batseva, you want to use it for dye, you can do that. Now, how can you do that? Golo nimtza ma'abed, it should say, et ochle adam. Isn't it clear that you're going to be destroying something which could have been used for human food? And that's potter. I mean, that's awesome, because it's not the Kedusha. It's not specifically for this purpose. It's a perverted purpose. Something that you could have eaten, you're going to use it for dying things. So, how do you explain that? Tiftor bitzvu'in la'adam, and we're talking about, perhaps, that only things, not everything, only things that can only be used for dyeing your clothes. So over there, it must mean that if the pasuk is only talking about things that have no consumptive element in them, then there must be shviyas even on dye things. That's how we get the idea that the istis and the puah and so on are Kadosh B'Kedusha Shviyas, despite the fact that they're inedible, because what else could it mean? Amar Rabbi Mana, whoa, what makes you say that? Maybe what we're talking about is foodstuffs, but they're animal foodstuffs. So to use an animal foodstuff to upgrade it to a human dye stuff, now that's not called a loss of Kedusha. You can see that as a higher level of Kedusha because it's being used for humans instead of for animals. And then you wouldn't be able to learn anything out of it. How could you learn out from there that things that are not edible at all, that they would be Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviyas? Like the things we listed in the Mishnah, there shouldn't be Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviyas. So therefore, we don't have any Raya. What? I mean, this is crazy. So then, is that actually true? That we're saying, in fact, even though we said a minute ago, that you can use it for eating or for dying. Even if it is a human food, you can use it for eating or for dying. And then there's lots of Gemaras later on in Mishnayos that make that very clear. The dinim of dying is not said only on things that are only usable for dying. And here the Gemara is saying, no, maybe it's only referring to things that are only usable for dying. And it's definitely not halacha. I mean, you're allowed to use, let's say, shemen. Did we say allowed to use it in the nair? Can you eat shemen? Obviously, you can use it in your salad. So how can you use it in your nair? Never says anywhere it has to be shemen that's ruined and not edible. Something is very, very wrong with the whole sugya over here. So it's interesting. The Stipler has a beautiful way of understanding it, which actually gives us the deeper sense of what the sugya is talking about. Of course, when we ask this question, we didn't mean that that's the halacha. Rabbi Yossi says over here, maybe it's wasteful to use it. And that is a question. It's not that he's saying that I actually hold that it's wasteful. If Lamaisa, the reason that I can bring the Raya is that we know that things that have Kedusha Shviyas can only be used for the Kedusha, meaning for the main purpose that it was actually normally used. Something, however, that is not considered to be a specific purpose that is enough to give at Kedusha Shviyas, so such a thing doesn't have any problems with ruining it, wasting it, selling it. It's not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviyas at all, right? So there would be no Kedusha Shviyas. That means that what Rabbi Yossi is tining is that if, not that it's the fact, but that if Minei Tzavaim on their own would not have any kind of Kedusha Shviyas, so then, by definition, it's a waste if you're going to be using something edible for human. Because the usage for dying is not called Kedusha. That's the brilliant, you hear? A brilliant Svara. If you're telling me that the din would not apply enough to make pua Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviyas, and that means that dying things are very specific and are shayach to Kedusha, then using food for it would be a waste. That's the point. Because that usage is not a Kedusha usage. Brilliant. That's all that Rabbi Yossi was saying. He wasn't saying directly that it means that it's got to be something that's not wasteful of human. He's saying if it wouldn't be that way, then it would be wasteful for human. I love it. Okay, fantastic insight.
Did Rebbe mean Reb Chaim Kanievsky?
Yeah.
Rebbe said the Stipler.
Oh, I'm sorry. I always get them mixed up. Okay. Fine. Next question. How about the issue of tzaba'in? But when it comes to a chamor, I want to make a beautiful blanket for my chamor. So what's the din over there? I'm obviously not allowed, in the same way I cannot use human food for a chamor. I can't use expensive dyes that humans use for a chamor either. But there are cheap dyes that I wouldn't use for myself, and, you know, they don't last long and so on. But I use that for my chamor's blanket. The question is that enough to have Kedusha Shvi'is? Because we know the Levehamtacha in terms of the Kedusha of Achila, yes. Would the Tiyeh add Levehamtacha in terms of dyes? And would the Lachem, if you don't hold of this price of Tiyeh, this is why we're triggering this Machshava over here, because, I mean, when it says Lachem Lochla, it's not the same as Levehamtacha Tiyeh. So this, the pashtus would be a major difference between how we actually darshan it. So could we say that it would be nogea, the din of ma'o shi'eh aleim kedusha shvi'is? Is there kedusha shvi'is on tzava'im for a behema? Says the Gemara, l'chora, you could bring a raya from the abraisa. The shmina minhad, ikar haveret, v'ikar ha'ege, v'ikar ha'og. So all of these things, their roots, rose root, and I don't know what these other things is. I mean, I know the og is always translated as sumac, because the poison sumac is the og, which is the raal. Ein bem kedusha shvi'is, even though that's what they're used for. They're used as dyes, specifically cheap dyes that you wouldn't use on human clothing. So apparently they don't have kedusha shvi'is. How about mine kvisot? How about things that are used as detergents? So, Marshi Aleim Kedusha Shvi'is. Now, here would have been a great place to have the question about Hana'aso Biroshove. If you're talking about where the entire type, the species itself, is only usable for that, so then that's a completely different issue. A species that's usable for detergent. Is washing clothes, that wouldn't even be nogea, the other question. Is washing clothes a kedusha? Is it something that has a very specific nature to it that we could give it the level of kedusha shvi'is? If they don't, so then for sure you could use them as a detergent. That's not the point. But the question is, can you sell them or not? If they have kedusha shvi'is, either way, if they have kedusha shvi'is, then use it as a detergent and don't sell them. If they don't have kedusha shvi'is, use them as a detergent, and then do sell them. But that's what it'd be no gain. So nishmina min hada. It says, indeed, that yaranin, borit is always used in the Gemara as the main type of soap. And ahal, ch'alos, yeshlem kedusha shvi'is. So we see that, yes, laundry, the kedusha shvi'is. How about bisamim? How about things that smell wonderful, but they're not edible? Maoshi Aleihem Kedusha Shvi'is. Is smell considered to be clearly enough? Here we're talking about not Ochlin. In other words, if they are Ochlin as well, okay, so then for sure they have Shvi'is. We're talking about the types of things that you cannot eat. So what's the din over there? Is that considered to be enough to give it a level of Kedusha? Neshmina min hada, haperach lavan, haoren. Now, I must tell you, I always wonder when I buy the fabric softener that's oranim, or the, I don't really know what it is, but it's apparently well enough known that people know what an oren is. They always have a picture of the oranim on it, which have these little white flowers, but I have no idea what those things are. I'm such a terrible amoret when it comes to botany. I'm embarrassed to be learning. That's why I always put off learning Zoraim, because I just feel completely ignorant. Because even when I learn what the names are, and even when I see pictures, I still don't know what it is. So I feel like, what am I discussing dinim of things that I don't know? It's a terrible feeling. If we had a field of oranim that Baruch Avram could take a picture of right now, and he would just turn around, then that would be wonderful. But maybe he's driving.
Rabbi, don't I remember that in America, the main freshener was pine? Was some company was pine smelling?
Yeah, cleaner. Yes. It was a pine cleaner. Pine cleaner. So, okay, maybe that's what it is, Leoranim. I don't know. Is that true, Baruch Avram? He's coming in. He's showing us a picture of...
These Oranim are the ones which typically have the needles.
The Oran is the pine cleaner. Okay, so I'm mixing up. I thought the Perech Lavan, you see, was the Oran. But they do have pine smelling, the toilet cleaner and so on here as well. So maybe that's the Oranim. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Baruch Avram. It's wonderful. So, Ein Aleihem Kedushat Shviit. So that means things that only are used for smell do not have Kedusha Shviyas, according to this Brisa. Say the Chavraya, no, doesn't prove anything. Because this Brisa is only a Das Yochid. This would be going by Rabbi Shimon, but not according to the Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Shimon was the one who says, Ein Liktaf Shviyit B'Desh Eino Pri. So according to Rabbi Shimon, even Kataf, which is very common to use for smell, and that's we know that kataf is the actual drippings that come from the tree, which is the kataf. Can you tell us more, Baruch Avram? What?
Sap? Maybe you mean sap?
The sap, yeah. I mean, it's a resin, tree sap. So, I mean, okay, so my focus about whether any kataf we're talking about, or specifically balsam kataf, which we use the lotion of the kataf for the besamim that we use for the kateras. No, that's it. But anyway, the pashas is referring to any type of kataf. It's not considered to be a fruit. This is not a fruit. So that would explain why it is that oranim are not considered to be fruit either. So, but it's very possible that the Rabbanan who don't agree about kataf, and they hold that it does have a din of shriyas, they would say that oranim also have shriyas. Rav Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Aboah says, you don't even have to say that, and it still wouldn't prove anything. It could be true, even according to the Chachamim, and Tiftor Divrei HaKol, because the Braisa might be talking about a case of Bahada Nesurta, was talking about, when we say something doesn't have shviyas, it's not referring to the actual piece of the part of the plant that smells good. It's referring to a piece of wood from the plant. And even though maybe that has some smell, you hang it up in your car or whatever to give a little bit of smell in your driver's compartment. But that's for sure. And that for sure would not have good shviyas, because that's not the main place and thing that you would smell. So maybe that's what we're talking about. Okay, what about things that are used only for lamp? They're not used for achila. So we talked about the idea of being able to light a lamp with the shemen zayit, but the things that are only used for hadlaka, is that like specific enough? I mean, there's lots of things that you get oils out of that can be used for lighting, but I mean, to say that that's, you know, this is the purpose of this thing, and therefore it's kadosh for that purpose. For instance, you have han, and you have the pakua, han of the pakua, and you have the han of the vered. So that's talking about the part of the plant that contains a lot of seeds. So that is the, when it comes to roses, we use that to create a rose oil that you can actually light. So is that enough to give that part of the plant a Kedusha Shviyas? Well, we've got a Braita about this. Tani bat tlat milim. We've got a Braita that says, talking about roses, that there's three parts of the rose. And it says like this. The alin, the rose petal, they have Kedusha Shviyas, Lidimeyam shviyas, because those are used in salads. People make rose salad mixed with strawberries or all types of things. They make sugared rose petals that are eaten even on their own and that are considered to be a real treat. So those, therefore, also have biur. Yesh lam biur l'dmeyam biur, because they obviously don't last very long, the rose petals. So by definition, they have it as mana biur. The pika shalo, which is what we were talking about, kigon ahon pakua v'ahon verit, is the han, which is also called the pika. So then the pika of the verit, and before also, I mean, there were other girsos that use not han, but pika. The pika of the verit, that was the gross girsa before. So the pika of the rose, the din is that there is a halak of shviyas, and there's even damim, is kadosh b'kadosh shviyas, but that does not get ruined. That's exactly what you find in your rose garden, which drives you crazy afterwards. You have to cut off these big calyxes from the rose, and those last. So because of that, they don't have any beer. So in le beer, the man beer. How about the root of the rose? So the ikar shalom, ain lo shviit at all, v'lo l'damav shviit, ain lo biur, v'lo l'damav biur. So when we brought before the idea of the roots, which may be usable for things like, we said, for animals to make a dye out of, that is not considered to be choshev enough to have a kedusha on it, and therefore, obviously doesn't have biur, even if it would have had kedusha shviyas, because that lasts in the land. But anyway, bottom line is, the Brisa says beferish, that even the part of the plant that you're using only has one use that you can use to light a lamp is enough to have kedusha shviyas. Now the bottom line halacha lamaisa does not necessarily follow from here, because the bottom line is that since we're talking about a part of the rose plant, we made this nafkamina before according to a lot of shitas. If the plant as a whole does have elements of kedusha shviyas, so then the fact that the part of it that is usable for lighting is also kedusha shviyas does not necessarily mean that a plant that doesn't have the chashivas of kedusha shviyas at all and has no parts that are clearly dedicated to something is chashiv, that even over there we would say since you can get something out of it to light, it doesn't necessarily follow from here. We're talking about the various roses. First, we just made a general din about rose petals and rose seeds that are usable to make rose oil out of, which are good for the lighting. And it turns out that there's actually a lot of different roses. And Hori Rebbe Mona, that if you're talking about uristin, now, most learned that we're continuing on the sugya that we had before about using it for perfume. But we'll see that that's not necessarily the case. So uristin is mutter, and that's because that's its main use. And uduratustan roses are also mutter, and kitraton roses are mutter, and mirsinton is mutter, and darminon is mutter. So all of those are actually grown for that purpose, and therefore that's their main use. And as we said, as long as you use it for its main use, that then you're going to be in the Kedusha Shviyas Heter. But if you use Idromiron, that would be Usher. And if you use Diyomiron, those are also Usher, because those types of roses are actually consumed. And because of that, they're meant for salad. That's one approach. There's a completely different approach, which is that what we're talking about over here is what the second thing that we talked about, which was that morning drink that you take after taking a shower. And so these are the names of the different teens and tones. The teens and tones are always endings that are related to those types of drinks, and that therefore we're not referring to the rose part of the shayla, referring to the drink part of the shayla. Okay, fine. Anyway, the people from Tziporaye, Shalun L'Rebimi, what would be the halacha? Now here, again, the Girsaot are all messed up. But if we take a look at the Gra, and he has very strong rayas from this, from the actual Lashonis and the Brises, so he corrects the Girsa to Mahu Lehatin Behen Chitim. Completely different words. Would you be allowed to use these things to take the various things we said that you're chayav even on kotzin, which are very nice for Eeyore to eat, and therefore they're considered to be animal foods, and they have kedusha shviyas. So would you be allowed to use the kotzim, the dardakim, would you be allowed to use them to make your tefuah damp? Because it's a very nice way to actually utilize things that have a lot of dew on them. You don't have access to water to be able to make the things that you're using and make them wet using those things. So the question is, could I use it for making my wheat damp, which then would make it easier for me to work with the wheat? So basically we're asking whether human needs for human achila, or for that matter for making, as we'll see later on, making a kind of, like we use those, what do they call them? Those moistened wipes. So could you use these things as wipes? We're going to see. It would also be, could you take grass that would be animal feed and make it into a wipe? It's a great wipe. You just take the grass and you wipe your hands on it. It's full of dew. You don't have any water. You wipe your hands. We do that even. Wipe your hands on the grass. So that's going to be coming up also as a shayla. Here we're talking about the issue of whether you can use it to make the wheat damp. Well, Marlon, so he said, I say that I can bring the answer because Aton Amrim, people came around here and they repeat it in the name of Rabbi Chanina. And you're even allowed to use Ale Korsaya. Now, Korsaya is much more usable than Kutzimar. And you could even use Ale Korsaya, which are more universal animal enjoyed food. And if you can use that to make your wheat wet, then Kol Shekein, you should be able to use the Kotzim and so on. That for sure. Rabbi Yoshia, you should know, Rabbi Chanina didn't say that he thinks that this is. He meant this halacha l'maisa, and therefore it's l'uvda, smokhala, you can rely on it. This is the moker of the new Israeli smokhalai. And in this case, he's telling you, you're going to be smokhalai. Rabbi Yoshia, ein lecha miyuchad l'beima, if you want to talk about the idea of something that is as miyuchad for a behema as the particular human foods are miyuchad l'adam, and that therefore you have to really get into the problem of whether you're misusing it in a way that's wasteful and is not included in the Vayatua, the Perot Ha'aretz Lachem and Lebeim Techa and so on. The only thing that is really called miyuchad for behema is matzmiach chatzir labehim. So it's only those things which are called chatzir, that the grasses that the animal would eat, that's for a behema. And therefore, that is something that you cannot use for just a wipe. But if shalakachol la'atenbo, then it's mutar la'atenbo. If you actually harvest it in order to use it for that purpose, and it was never taken for the animal, then it's not considered to be a violation of the Kedusha Shviyas for the animal. So if you had a specific machshava that you picked the grass in order to use it as a wipe for your hands, you would be allowed to use it as a wipe for your hands. Basha Inke, the cases that we had before, the korsaya or the kotzim, those things you can actually use as a wipe even if they weren't picked specifically for that purpose. You could use it, obviously you're not going to wipe your hands on the kotzim, but you could put your wheat through a kotzim and it would make them wet. And that kind of thing could be very useful for trapping particles and so on. That you could do, even if it wasn't picked for that purpose, l'chatchila. So it's only chatzir that has that din, and even chatzir, you can change by having a different kavana when you pick it. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And I'll show you that this is true from a brisa, a taniki, because it says chatzir v'kol sha'ar yirakot, that if we're talking about, this also seems to be a little bit of a girsa problem, because the lushan in the at least in the Mishnah, which is similar to the lushan in the Tosefta, is not kol shayirakot, but rather yirakot sadeh. specifically. So those things, shalakhan la'atein b'hem, if you pick them in order to use them as wipes, mutar la'atein b'hem. But if initially, now this, the gears we have here is, doesn't make sense. It should say, chishev aleihem, this is the grot changes the gears, chishav aleihem le'chol b'hema. If you had, however, in mind to use it for the ma'achol b'hema, then asur la'atein b'hem.